From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Newt Gingrich is riding high on an overwhelming victory in this weekend's South Carolina primary. The victory touched off a celebration at Gingrich's campaign headquarters in Columbia last night. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the former House Speaker got 40% of the vote.
Gingrich wasn't supposed to win this primary. He came in fourth in New Hampshire, and many assumed he was down for the count. But then came two strong debate performances, putting the longtime frontrunner Mitt Romney on the defensive. As primary day drew closer, Gingrich gained momentum.
With your help, we are now moving on to Florida and beyond.
The Florida primary is January 31st. The Gingrich campaign sent out an email blast before the candidate even took the stage, asking for donations to deliver a knockout punch in Florida. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Gingrich's victory put the brakes on Mitt Romney's drive to the GOP nomination, but Romney told his supporters that he's going to compete for every vote in every state.
We're now three contests into a long primary season. This is a hard fight because there's so much worth fighting for.
The loss dampens Romney's momentum heading into Florida, but Florida also presents financial challenges that appear to give Romney the edge. Rick Santorum says he will compete in Florida too, but Ron Paul is skipping the state to focus on contests elsewhere. On to Egypt, the Arab League is holding a closed-door meeting to discuss whether to leave its observers in violence towards Syria in advance of a ministerial meeting on the operation's future. We have details from NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo.
The foreign ministers are now in discussions, looking over a report that details the last month of the mission in Syria. And there's a great deal of controversy at the moment as to whether or not this observer mission is indeed effective. On the one hand, you have the opposition Syrian National Council, which represents opposition groups within Syria, and they say this mission is simply a whitewash. It is giving cover to the Assad regime. Killings have continued at a pace, and frankly, it should be scrapped, and the Syria file should be referred to the United Nations Security Council, where tougher action can be taken. On the other hand, we do know that the head of the mission believes that it requires more time, and that with more time, the mission can indeed complete its objectives.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reporting for us from Cairo. More clashes are being reported in Syria today. Nighttime explosions and gun battles have rocked a suburb of Damascus. Activists say rebels seized part of the town of Duma, forcing government forces away yesterday, but now the rebels have withdrawn. The latest violence comes as Human Rights Watch, in its annual report, accuses the West of not doing enough to consistently support popular uprisings in the Arab world. This is NPR. Choppy water is still giving divers problems off the coast of Tuscany. It's preventing them from re-entering that grounded cruise ship. Rescuers are, however, working again in the section that's above water. The death toll from the ship's grounding is now up to 12 after a woman's body was recovered yesterday. There are still 20 people missing. A Dutch teenager has apparently become the youngest to sail solo around the world. But Terry Schultz explains that does not mean she'll get into the record books.
16-year-old Laura Decker sailed into the Caribbean port of St. Martin Saturday after a year at sea in her sailboat named Guppy, welcomed by dozens of fans and her family.
Of course, there were moments that I was like, what the hell am I doing out here? But I never wanted to stop.
Dutch authorities wanted to stop her, though, arguing she'd be risking her life. And in an effort to stop young people from attempting such dangerous feats, the Guinness Book of World Records will not recognize her accomplishment. Decker says she spent her spare time at sea surfing, scuba diving, and learning to play the flute, which she says was easier than a guitar to play in bad weather. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Many areas of the Northeast have at least a few inches of snow on the ground from that storm that moved through the region over the past 24 hours. The heaviest totals are in Massachusetts. It's the first snow in the Northeast since a major storm buried the region under up to 2 feet back in October. The Super Bowl will be coming into focus today. The Baltimore Ravens visit New England in the AFC Championship, and then the San Francisco 49ers will host the New York Giants in the NFC Championship. Today's winners will meet in this year's Super Bowl. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.